Taxes are commonly referred to as one of life's certainties. You know what the other one is. And tomorrow is when Americans pay their federal income taxes. For many of us, the biggest single tax bill we see is at the bottom of an IRS 1040 form. For many of us, but not for all of us, for many Americans, the Social Security and Medicare taxes take a bigger chunk of their income than the income tax does. And for quite a few Americans, that's a low threshold to clear since they don't pay any federal income tax at all. Robertson Williams is a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center. He used to work on tax analysis at the Congressional Budget Office. And Mr. Williams' finding has gone viral. So let me ask you now, how many Americans don't pay any federal income tax? And generally speaking, who are those people?
By our estimate, about 47% of Americans will not pay any federal income tax for 2009. The people involved in that tend to be families with children, the elderly, low-income households, those who either have too little income to pay taxes or who benefit enough from all the deductions, credits, and exemptions in the income tax so they're zeroed out on the bottom line of your 1040.
And that number, 47%, is up from just a couple of years ago. What's the trend? By how much is it up and why?
Well, in 2007, just 38% of Americans didn't pay tax. It jumped to 49% for 2008 and 47% this year, primarily because of the stimulus bills that we've put in place trying to get the economy going again. In 2008, President Bush's stimulus payments sent $600 to individuals, $1,200 to couples, plus a little bit more if you had kids. And that all showed up as a tax reduction when you filed your income taxes. This year, we have the 2009 stimulus, which includes making work pay. Almost every American who works got benefit from that, and a few other things that bring down tax bills.
Now, let's look at this from the other end. If we take the higher income taxpayers, how much of the income tax do the taxpayers with the highest incomes pay?
Well, if we take a look at people with incomes, say, over $500,000, that's about 1% of all Americans, and the total share of taxes that they pay is about 24%. They have about 16%, 17% of income. They pay about half again that much share of taxes.
And if we looked at, say, the top 20%, the top fifth of all incomes in the U.S., who would that be and how much do they pay?
The top fifth starts a little above $100,000. That group makes about 56% of all income and pay about 70% of all taxes.
So when it comes to the federal income tax, at least, we have a progressive system. The more you make, the more you pay, the less you make, the less you pay. But we pay other taxes, most notably the federal payroll tax. How many Americans pay more in payroll tax, FICA tax, than an income tax?
If you consider both the share paid by the employee and by the employer, which most economists think is borne by the employee, about 75 to 80% of us pay more payroll tax than income tax. Only 13% don't pay either one of the taxes, a far cry from the 47% who get out of the income tax.
And for what percent is there actually a negative income tax? What percent is actually benefiting from, say, the earned income tax credit so that the federal government is giving them money?
We estimate perhaps 40% or more of Americans are getting some money back. That's because we've made a number of the credits refundable. So if it takes your taxes down to zero, it can take it below zero and result in a payment.
Well, Mr. Williams, thank you very much for talking with us about it today.
It was my pleasure.
That's Robertson Williams, senior fellow of the Tax Policy Center. That's a research think tank here in Washington, D.C. He used to work on tax analysis issues at the Congressional Budget Office.